come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm going to do this show for as long as my body will allow it.
Or your voice will allow it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the frozen tundra.
I guess everybody that lives north of Tampa is laughing at me right now.
Okay.
Because it's not that cold.
It's not.
But
your body just
I'm dying. Well, I don't like it.
I'm not ready for that weather.
Don't like it. All right, scheduled for today's show momentarily, Steve Savanu returns from Audio Technica.
Yes.
Dave Manley on to talk about his newest project.
Ooh.
And his newest project is better than his last project.
Hard to believe.
That's all I'm going
to
say.
All right.
Tito Ortiz returns.
Awesome.
Very shocked there. And Dave Feldman from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. That's it. All right.
Our lineup.
Everybody have a good day. I'm out.
This
I just,
is the Wednesday edition of Knockout Radio.
I just saw this on the Twitter machine.
Okay.
Coach Kavanaugh, who's involved, MMA, obviously. Until recently, I've never heard of CBD, but now everyone I know has a CBD company. Apparently, it can cure blindness and help amputee limbs grow back.
Wow.
How about that? He's releasing his line next week. It'll be organic and natural.
Oh, perfect.
I thought it was pretty funny.
So what's the stance on the, the federations or the commissions? Like, is CBD oil banned substance? Is that a?
I would assume yes. Of course it is.
It doesn't have the THC, and it's not a hallucinogen. It's not a.
But it's got something in it, right? How else does it grow back limbs and cure blindness?
I'm not going to cure your voice.
Maybe. I'll tell you what. The pizza I'm going to have in a couple hours. Hopefully, well. All right. It's been a while. It's time to talk Audio Technica again on the phone with us right now. Excited to have him back on, Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
And you know that
okay.
Pizza you're going to have, it will make things grow, and it's usually in the middle.
Hey, easy.
I don't eat the bread, though. I'm low carb, so I eat all the good stuff off the top. It'll just kill me from high cholesterol, but at least I won't... It won't kill me otherwise. So what's the weather like up there? It's freezing. It's a very frigid, 72 degrees outside?
I think it's 72.
Well, you know, it's kind of we have the same numbers here, but they're backwards. You know, you've got 72, we've got 27. So it's the same thing. It's just kind of in reverse order.
All right, before we get, I'm going to assume, I was going to ask you and be a smart, you know what, then why do you live it? But that's probably because Audio Technica is up in that area.
Well, I have a great home and a great neighborhood and a lot of friends up here as well. So, and it's actually kind of pretty, especially on Christmas morning when you see that winter wonderland and then you have to go out and shovel 6 inches of snow off your driveway.
Can you explain to me real quick? My sister put a picture up and she said some word I'm not familiar with, blanket. What is that and what do you use a blanket for?
Oh, yes, a blanket is, well, it's something that you take to the stadium and you cover your feet when it does drop down to below 70 and you're kind of cold. But, in our case, the snow blankets the ground as if someone threw a blanket over top of your flower beds and your yard and whatever.
Okay, I got you. All right, let's have some fun. Let's talk about this month's product, the ATH-CKR75BT.
This is part of our Bluetooth line. This is a Sound Reality wireless in-ear headphone. And what this guy's really known for is high-quality audio in an in-ear style configuration, and it's got a powerful amplifier in it. It's Bluetooth wireless technology. We've got our standard inline mic and controls for answering your calls, controlling your music, video playback, controlling volume on your Bluetooth device. The powerful 11.8 millimeter drivers, these guys are designed to give you a very extended frequency response. We're talking from 5 to 40,000 hertz. So if you're listening to music, you're going to get the full benefit of the music. And I know what people say is, well, you know, the human only hears so about 20,000 hertz, 20K as they say. But in reality, there's a lot of detailed information that's up beyond the range that we don't hear in. but that also helps contribute to the part that we do hear in. And if you're giving these to your pet, your dog will hear every nuance of that dog music.
Perfect. So then it's not just for us adults, it's for the animals as well. One of favorite products,
anyone that wants to wear it.
About numerous products, and you know, every product, every year, every week, every month, newer products, better products come out. And you know, one of my biggest things in the past was the cord that would come from your earpiece, you know, to your phone or your music apparatus. This, I love, it just kind of like hangs behind you on your neck, and it's out of the way, and to be honest, I've forgotten I've even had it on.
Well, you know, that's one of the good things about the Bluetooth technology is we allow you to eliminate that cable between your device and your headphones. So if you're active, if you've got your phone in your pocket or your music player in your pocket, it stays out of the way. The nice thing about these is they've got a powerful battery in them that's going to give you 7 hours of continuous use with the Bluetooth technology active and 200 hours on standby on a full charge. And it's not that big of a battery, so it stays out of the way. And the controls are right there to answer your phone and control your music playback. So they're very convenient in that respect. And like all of our in-ear headphones, we give you a wide variety of silicone ear tips. And what we found out with some non-scientific research a few years ago at the Consumer Electronics Show is people's ear canals are different sizes. So your left ear canal may be smaller or larger than your right ear canal, or vice versa. And by giving you multiple ear tips, you can somewhat customize the fit of these so that these headphones fit you the best for the most comfortable, best music experience you can get out of these guys. They're pretty amazing in-ear headphones.
Steve, how about the quality when you switch from listening to music to taking a phone call, you know, when you're talking on it? Quality just as good, better,
quality,
what?
Quality is just as good. I mean, there's two parts to taking a phone call. There's the microphone that basically picks up your voice, and then there's the earphones that you hear the incoming caller. And, you know, depending on how good your phone reception is in the given area, the audio quality on these is phenomenal. The audio quality on these, both in answering a call as well as playing music. Obviously, if, you know, the guy at the other end is, you know, talking like he's got a mouthful of marbles, you won't understand him anyway.
Sure, yeah, of course. All right, so we're going to give this away, the ATH-CKR 75BT. You're going to have till Sunday, now that we've put it up on other networks, MMA Weekly and Bubba the Love Sponges Network, Radio Chaos, and we're about ready. We're about 2 weeks away from making an announcement of a network that's going to blow people's socks away. So you have till Sunday to register. How can people get more information? Where can they purchase?
You can find out more information and purchase these directly from the audiotechnica.com website. That's www.audio-technica.com. And it's the ATH-CKR-75BT. Look that number up, and there's a little buy box there. Add to your cart as many as you would like, because it's just in time for that holiday shopping season.
It is definitely holiday season. Before I let you go, big ups to, I know you don't live in the city of Cleveland, but we've met up there in the city of Cleveland. When LeBron came back, they handled it this time, and so did LeBron. But the fans handled the return of LeBron much better than they did last time.
Yes, much better. And, you know, I wish him luck out in L.A. We miss him here, but he's still a Cleveland guy. He still cares about Northeast Ohio, and he just wanted to get out where it was warmer, I guess. Maybe he didn't like the cold weather either.
He didn't want that, but he'll be, I believe he's back for Christmas, so he can spend time in Cleveland with his family.
Yes, absolutely. And I will be at the CES show this year, and definitely looking forward to seeing you and doing a live thing from beautiful downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully the power won't go out. But if it does, you're my man to get me in the building.
There we go.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Okay, Randy. Take care. Bye now.
Take care. That is Steve Savanu, who's been on this program, years now.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that was able, going back in time to CES this year, I've broadcasted from the past. Six or eight. You know how I first got into the CES?
No.
Mixed martial arts.
Really?
Yep. There was a headphone company, a music company that put on a fight, and they brought me in to commentate.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we got started. And then when that stopped, I've continued to go out, have some great relationships, looking forward to broadcasting out there again. And this year, power went out in the building. Now, all my equipment was in the studio, because they have these studio booths all over. And I remember, I've only left TAN probably for about 6 months of the 35 years I've been on the air. So glad that I've been back. I've been back with them a long time. So I was going to say the owner, but people are going to say, well, you left. No, the owner of TAN Talk. I remember Dave telling me years and years and years and years ago when they were still out, where, you know, where that big bridge is that takes you out to Clearwater?
Sure.
They used to be right there on that little piece of property.
Right.
So Dave said he had a partner, and if the door was locked, and I would come in whenever my show was that particular time, he goes, I don't care what it takes. You do not miss a shift. Your show is on. You break a window. You kick a door down. You do whatever. And I came close to kicking a door down at the Orlando Convention or the Las Vegas Convention Center. With all these police there, they think there's a bomb threat. All the, I don't care.
So they had a power outage, or they had a bomb threat? Was that evacuation?
It was a power outage, but they evacuated everybody.
Wow.
So if you were in, they didn't necessarily kick you out.
But how did that make you feel? I mean, with all these mass shootings and all these things going on in our world today.
Well, look what just happened in Orlando.
Which one?
Elton John.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's... It can't cancel the ear infection.
That's not what I got the phone call.
Really?
Yeah, I got a different phone call.
Then why would they cancel Tampa right after?
I got a different phone call. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to be concerned in today's world. I mean,
absolutely.
In mass groups of people in public, I mean, it's a danger everywhere.
We went 2 weekends ago, I think it was, to Dunedin, you know, one of those arts and crafts things.
Sure.
And I kind of thought it was cool. My wife was a little upset about it. They had every street blocked off with massive trucks so that people couldn't drive into it.
Sure.
I liked it only because it was being proactive. Last thing you want to say is, damn, I wish we would have put a truck there.
Right.
My wife's kind of like, God, why do we have, well, we have to. We have to worry about all that stuff.
Right.
And it's, you know, people have always laughed at me, and I know you have as well, about numerous things. But there's a reason that I always sit to my back to a wall.
Sure.
I want to see everything that's going on.
That's your military background, right?
I mean, I don't even think it's military. It's just common sense background.
Right.
You know, and this is even before all this garbage is really blown up.
Sure.
I want to be aware of my surroundings.
Absolutely.
When we were, my wife and I went on a little getaway, and we did a Halloween thing in San Antonio. And it was at SeaWorld, which was a lot of fun. Okay. It was one of those haunted house things. But I was never able to be scared, which in a way took away from the whole reason
sure.
we went there.
Oh, right, you're better to get scared.
I went last the first time. I was first the second time. I'm so aware of my surroundings that, you know, you're walking through this house and there's like a curtain that's hanging down. Well, common sense tells you, hey, moron, on the other side of the curtain, somebody's there.
Right, with a chainsaw.
Right?
Right.
Right?
That's what it is.
And there was. Right. So, you know, only because of you're used to your surroundings. So it's unfortunate that it's taken this much, but...
I think the good thing about combat sports is that, you know, like usually they pick soft targets and no one's going to go in and to the arena where everyone knows how to fight.
Well, see now somebody's listening.
Wow.
And now somebody's going to do that.
Jeez, wow. I hope not. That's not the point of that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, they pick soft targets usually that are unarmed, like schools or you know, movie theaters. But, you know, have you ever... experience anything in the MMA world? I mean, you ever been to a UFC event or a Bellator and they evacuated or there's a bomb threat or...
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever been to an event anywhere that I've been evacuated.
Okay.
I don't think
just
so.
Just a consumer electronics show.
Just a consumer electronics show. But again, that supposedly was an electrical blah, 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 blah. So anyway, back to the original part of the story. Thanks for bringing it back. So I'm locked out. I'm with Greg Hendrick from the motorsports world.
Sure.
And who's also involved in Vegas. And I'm trying to get in. They will not let me in. So I went to the front. I went to the side. I'm trying to find a way in. So, you know, he even knows these people. And he doesn't want to get involved just because he knows these people.
Sure.
And I'm like, you don't understand. I got to get in. Even if I get in to get my stuff, I'll get out. Blah, 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 blah. Luckily, Steve happened to walk by and somehow said, oh, no. And he let me in.
Well, I'm glad that Steve handled it a lot better than you did with McGregor in Brooklyn.
Well, I just ignored him in Brooklyn.
Because, I mean, you were the one.
Oh, you're saying I could have been scared.
Because you didn't let McGregor in the building.
I did not.
But he was banging on the door.
Do you think I'd still be credentialed by the UFC if I let him in?
Oh, man.
Even if.
You would open the door and you threw the dolly.
Yeah, I'm
because
done.
You opened the door.
I'm done.
I would have been you.
No, you'd be done too. Because you're from the same state as I am.
It's true.
You know, it has nothing to do with the show, but. you know, yeah, I mean, you know, and I know I've told the story, new people coming on, and like I said, another network's joining us. This is so big.
You haven't even told me about this.
I'm not telling you anything.
Well, I mean, I got to wait 2 weeks to find out the good news?
You know, it could be under the category of Nanya.
At least give me
you a heads up. You know what Nanya means.
No, no.
Yeah, pretty much.
But at least give me a heads up more than Elton John gave his fans last night.
Massive. This is massive.
Really?
This is massive. Yes. Spoke to the owner of this network a couple days ago.
Okay.
And again, I don't want to jinx it, so it's not like I want to talk too much about it.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But they've been in meetings with, allegedly, this is just what I was told, with the UFC about doing a UFC radio show.
Really?
And I said, as we were talking, well, I don't do a UFC show per se.
Right.
I mean, yeah, 98.7% of what we talk about is UFC.
Of course.
I just made a huge decision on the way driving over here.
Okay.
Russell Peters coming to Tampa on the same day as Ryan Bader versus Fedor.
Wow.
Once in L.A., once in Tampa.
You're staying here.
I'm going to L.A.
Are you really?
I am.
You can go to L.A. for Chuck and Tito.
I am, but I'm going for this.
Are you really?
I am going to go for this.
You're going for the Bellator.
Now, it just so happens that Russell Peters on Sunday will be in Orlando. So I'll fly back, red-eyed or whatever, to Orlando and go see Russell in Orlando.
He doesn't get an ear infection, supposedly.
Who, Russell or Ryan Bader?
Either one.
So where were we? What was I talking about?
The big news. I mean, the UFC show. I mean, that would be...
MMA show. It's going to be an MMA show. Because it's not a UFC show, it's an MMA show.
But they're in talks with the UFC.
Well, that's right.
Going to UFC
they were
show.
In talks with them, and one of their head people at this network used to be based in Tampa, and dropped my name a few times and talked to the owner who lives in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And they're going with Knockout Radio.
Nice. Congratulations.
Now we just got to work out the deal. I got to find a co-host. I got to do some... Your mouth just dropped. Your mouth. Oh my God!
What are you going to do?
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Did you get fired again on there?
Well, no, that's a different show.
Oh yeah. So am I hired on you?
We'll see.
Don't worry about it.
We'll see how the pizza is at 4:05.
No,
who's making my pizza today? You or Bill?
Oh, no, but I think
this is a job interview.
The thing that's crazy is that they're building this studio every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were supposed to build it before the show.
I mean, you know, you announce it and we start.
Good help is hard to find.
Well, we're in Florida. But no, I mean, but it is kind of, I think my takeaway from the Tito-Chuck fight.
Oh, we're getting into that already?
No, but I just want.
Well, obviously we are if you bring it up.
It felt like a UFC fight. With all the UFC names, like Frank Mir commentating, Sean Evans, Daniel Cormier in attendance. It just felt, I mean, even though it's a different promotion, it still...
Cormier being there had nothing to do with it.
But it still looks like...
But
the only thing that was missing was a buffer voice to start it and Joe Rogan commentating.
Well, they had a guy that's very well known that was, you know, commentating
right,
or announcing or whatever. Cormier was there because his boy fought.
Right.
And fought pretty well against Tom Lawler.
Right.
I have some other issues about the promotion itself.
Okay.
I have some issues, obviously, about the fight. You know,
I mean, it shouldn't have happened. I mean, we're Monday quarterbacking it. I mean, I bought into the hype. I got excited. I was pushing to go to L.A. There was nothing.
You're welcome.
Worse.
You're
than,
welcome.
There's nothing worse than saying that Randy Harris
is
right.
I want double pepperoni on that pizza today for being right.
I just hate when you're right. I hate it. I hate it. Like, there's little things that just irk me, and I was pushing so hard that I was willing to fly to Vegas, rent a car, drive to L.A. just so we could catch the correct flight back so you could make it to the Bucks game on time.
Which was almost as bad, but that's another
thing. Right, but I was willing to do all that because I thought it was going to rekindle that spark from 2004, 2006, when the UFC was really in its prime.
And as much as I wanted to go, I didn't want to go for a lot of the same reasons. It was cool to watch Chuck walk down again.
Limp down.
It was cool to watch Tito walk
his
down again.
His hip was broken. I mean, what happened to Chuck? He shouldn't even got in the octagon, right? I mean, did you see him walk into the cage?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he looked like he was injured before he even got in.
And here's one of the things that I've said, and I'm going to say it in the Buccaneer locker room tomorrow. I'm being under the weather. I didn't even go in there today. Who are we? Who are you? Who are Dana White? Who is that knucklehead Oscar De La Hoya? Who is anybody to say when somebody should retire, when somebody should quit? It has nothing to do with making money. And everybody's making money.
Right.
And if you listen to the show last week, I said that to both Chuck and Tito. And Tito came right out and said, I'm doing it for the money. But there's other reasons why I'm doing it, too. I know Chuck Liddell. I know Chuck and how Chuck works with money and needs money and all that kind of stuff. This was not a money – I hate the term money grab.
Right.
And I hate that word because everything we do is a money grab.
And knowing Chuck the way you do, you know this wasn't a scripted or a staged fight. Or you believe it not to be.
I believe it not to be. I mean, I don't believe anybody of that stature would ever agree to what happened, what we saw Saturday night.
I would hope not.
I find it hard to believe. I mean, now you are talking legacies. And you mentioned, and I'm going to disagree with you, but since you were not smart enough to bring up what you mentioned, that three legacies were ruined Saturday night.
I believe so.
You said Tito Ortiz's legacy was ruined. You said Chuck Liddell's legacy was ruined. And I believe you said Oscar De La Hoya's.
Yeah, I think it was a train wreck.
Well, it definitely was a train wreck.
It was a train wreck. And Chuck, you know, obviously to go out with a straight nose punch, you know, shouldn't have gone out that way, or that should not be the last image of his career.
No, it should be.
No,
I mean, no, it should be.
Why?
Because I don't want to see it again.
Wait, no.
So I'm saying
But why does he do bare knuckle boxing? Like, Chuck could still have a career like Johnny Hendricks, some of these other guys going over and still fighting where it's only one discipline. Look, we all know the MMA world has evolved. The same guy, like Chuck, wouldn't have the same success now that he did back 20 years ago.
But if he did a bare knuckle, nothing would be different than what happened Saturday night. There was no MMA.
Right.
That was all boxing. It was stand-up fighting. Chuck said on the show last Wednesday he doubted Tito would stand up and fight with him. And we're going to talk to Tito.
Right.
You know, in the second
hour. Because Tito could have just gone and Chael Sonnen like he did in Bellator and choked him out, and Chuck had no defense and never has. So, I mean,
I want to get back before we run out of time on this segment. I believe that Chuck's legacy has been tainted. And it's because a lot of the new MMA fans have no idea who, what, how Chuck was. Chuck is one of the biggest names, the greatest fighters of his era.
Of course.
All right? So if you were not around 15 years ago, 18 years ago, then you don't know about Chuck Liddell. So you see that. The legacy of Oscar De La Hoya not knowing the fight card at the press conference. I fell asleep as soon as the fight was over. I was told he didn't show up at the press conference after.
Wow.
That's bad.
Wow.
That is bad stuff.
Wow.
I don't think this will hurt Tito Ortiz at all. Zero. Now, before I rip you a new one, which I'm going to do,
right.
You have about 60 seconds, so I'll give you 30. Why do you feel this is going to hurt Tito Ortiz?
I just think he over-exaggerated the success and the victory. Like, too much about. I mean, he fought a Chuck Liddell that was 48 years old, 8 years removed from the octagon. He celebrated like it was in their prime, and it was like the biggest fight of his lifetime.
All right, let me interrupt.
He should have just walked over, shook his hand, and walked away.
Turning you off, because I'm interrupted. We'll get back to you. We're going to break this down into segments.
Okay.
If Tito Ortiz didn't do that in the past, I might agree with you. But that's Tito's MO. Tito has done the gravedigger thing for as far as I can remember. I have no problem with him doing it. And I'm going to say something even more that's going to surprise you.
Okay.
It's going to shock you.
Shock me.
It will shock you.
Shock it.
And no, I'm going to tell you it when we return. And then we have a special interview coming up. I talked about Dave Manley and MMA Bobblehead. The product he has coming out now is unbelievable.
This number five?
And we will talk about the product after I break down what I'm about to tell you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sun.
So what would the UFC fight show be? Would it be same time?
It'll be there.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving holiday party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so we'll talk a little NFL here shortly as well. But, okay. But before we get Dave Manley on to talk about what's going on with MMA Bobblehead, I do not like when two guys dislike each other.
Okay.
They fight. They bury the hatchet. They hug it out. They go train together. They become friends.
Okay.
Not a fan of it.
And this is the first, like, wasn't Chuck Tito, wasn't this the first time there was, like, some kind of, like, they had a pact or some kind of bond
allegedly
broken?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
They were friends. They were trading partners. And then when they came to fight, then that's when the bad blood started.
Chuck stayed with Tito, blah, 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 blah.
And now you see it more common, right? I mean, didn't the same thing with Don Cerrone just happen with the same camp with Mike Perry?
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, you don't come down and train with us. You take your people out to your ranch. Like, you're not part of the team, so why do you have a problem with it?
Again, two entirely different situations.
Okay.
With the Chuck, what I was getting at before I was rudely interrupted was I typically don't like when they shake hands, hug it out. I want you, because to me, that's WWE-ish. The, you know, the Ken Shamrock, Tito Ortiz, you know, thing was after, oh, it was just to sell. It was just to sell the fight.
Sure.
I want you to, if you dislike somebody, dislike them.
Right. Forever.
Forever.
For eternity.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
I'm okay with it.
Like rugby players will not.
But, at the end, after Tito did his gravedigger, after he did all of his stuff, which was emotion of the fight, losing twice to Chuck, all that, I felt a little different. I was okay with this, this ending. I was okay with Tito saying good things about Chuck and thank you for taking the fight and, you know, whatever. I'm okay with it this time, and I don't know why. I don't know why I feel any different this time than any others, but I do. Maybe it's because Chuck lost. Maybe because it was the way Chuck lost. You know, all of that maybe came in together.
Do you think this is really validation for Tito? I mean, is he happy now? Is he satisfied? Is he sleeping better at night? Does he feel good about it?
Can't believe you just asked me that.
I'm just saying. I mean,
he'll be on next segment.
I know.
We'll ask him.
I'll ask him.
I would assume yes.
And
that's why what you just said is why I don't ask questions at press conferences. Just so you know.
What?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Because it was a stupid question.
Okay.
Of course. No, I feel awful. I won. I feel awful.
I mean,
how does he feel? Of course he feels good. He won the fight.
The guy hasn't been in that gun in 8 years. 8 years. I could have taken that shot. I could have hit him in the nose. I mean.
Because there's a backstory. Because they fought before. I'm saying if they had never fought.
The prime,
it doesn't matter.
Like, look, Chuck's talking about having to answer the riddle for John Jones. Like, do you know what would happen if he gets anywhere near him?
Again, I appreciate you trying to run the show while I'm sick. But the object's not to say some of the stupidest stuff that you've ever said.
I didn't say it.
You just repeat. The object's not to repeat some of the stupidest stuff.
All right.
Obviously, that would be ridiculous. Obviously.
Crazy.
But in this particular case, because they have fought twice, there was a story there. There was a storyline. You know, and it's ironic that we continue to talk about it, Tito Chuck. Because on the phone with us right now is from MMA Bobblehead, Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Dave?
What a crazy experience that fight was. That was wild.
Yeah, well, I called Matt right after the fight, and then I called him again on Sunday, and I said, you're welcome. And he goes, I'm welcome for what? I said, for me talking you out of boarding a plane and going.
Yeah.
Because
It was hard to watch
on TV. I can imagine how hard it was to watch in person.
It was a real mind F, that's for sure. I mean, the excitement before the fight started was real. I mean, it felt like a real, genuine UFC main event. Even though there was only, 5,000 or 6,000 people there, it just felt great before the fight started. I was sitting with Dan Henderson, Kelvin Gastelum, and Yair Rodriguez. I was having a wonderful time. We were cage side. It was great. And then the fight started, and I knew right away that something was wrong. And you know, obviously we know what happened. But, yeah, it was, God, someone just let the air out of the balloon real quick.
Absolutely. Well, it still doesn't change what I want to talk to you about. I have been in love with your bobbleheads since the day I met you. Since the day
Thank
that
you.
I saw him. And I didn't think it was possible. And you may or may not like what I'm about to say. I didn't think it was possible to like something more than those bobbleheads. But I do. These, and I'm not calling them Christmas ornaments because I have Chuck Liddell hanging from my rearview mirror. These ornaments are unbelievable. Talk to us about those.
Oh, thank you so much, Randy, for saying that. It's a huge relief to release him, and even a bigger relief to hear just someone say what you just said right now, because this has been my white whale for 2 years now. So the Christmas ornaments almost never got made. For a long time, they're almost never getting made, and I'll tell you why. Because when I came up with the idea for the bobbleheads, I thought, oh, this is a great idea. It's so great, and I'm getting better and better and better at them. And I was approaching fighters, and they were all saying no. But at the same time that they were saying no, I came up with this other idea with the Christmas ornament. So I thought, oh, man, I really love this Christmas ornament idea too. But the fighters are saying no to the bobbleheads. How can I approach the fighters that are saying no to the bobbleheads about the Christmas ornaments now? I mean, that it just would be weird. So I put it on the back burner, but I still wanted to go forward with the Christmas ornaments, and I wanted to see if I can even make them in replicas, like little tiny ornaments, a replica of the bobblehead, hand-painted and handmade and everything. So I just moved slowly. And then finally, when Dan said yes to the bobblehead, I told Dan, I said, what do you think about a Christmas ornament? And if anyone out there knows Dan Henderson, you know, he's so chill and so cool. He was just like, yeah, let's just, you know, see. So I went to work on the first Christmas ornament with the Dan Henderson, and I worked hard on it. I wanted to make it really, really good. So I finished it, and I brought it to Dan's office, and he opened it up, pulled the little mini Dan Christmas ornament out, and immediately a huge smile came across Dan's face. And it was like right then and there, at that moment, I knew that I had to keep making these Christmas ornaments for fighters if they were to say yes, because just the pure joy that I saw in Dan's face, that was enough for me. So that's how really it kind of got kick-started into gear with the Christmas ornaments.
Dave, let me ask you this, because, you know, the bobbleheads are iconic poses, you know, of Dan going airborne, Chuck doing his, you know, with the arms spread back. Do you have to now put that into account on whether it will look good hanging from a Kwanzaa tree, a Christmas tree, a Hanukkah bush, a rearview mirror? I mean, do you have to take that into account?
The bobbleheads will always be first, Randy, that's for sure. And that's the main thing. And there's a lot to take into account for the bobblehead, the balance, the pose, the lean, the arms, the limbs, you know, breaking, fingers, all these things have to be accounted for, and painting and all that stuff. So that's my main focus. And, I just let it work itself out with the Christmas ornament, with the ornament. I just, you know, kind of let it be what it is. I'm still new. I'm a little bit in the washing machine with these things. They take a long time to make, a lot longer than the bobblehead. And I'm still at a place, Randy, right now, to be completely honest with you. I'm still on the fence if I can even continue making them or not. I love them, too. They're hard to make.
Hard to make, or is it the fan base? You know, we're still, MMA is, you know, I argue with people all the time. Everybody seems to think that MMA is equal to the NFL, and it's not, and it never will be. Is another, you know, problem just that the fan base isn't at the numbers that we need stuff to be at?
Well, you know, if you want to talk business, yes, absolutely. I mean, I have a full-time career, and I have a lot of people that rely on me. So I'm a financial advisor, so I have a lot of people that rely on me with their estates and, you know, their money, which is the most important thing, you know. So as far as the business goes, yeah, I mean, if these Christmas ornaments were to sell like hotcakes, like gangbusters, it would make the decision a lot easier for me to put the time and effort into making these things, opposed to them not selling or weekly selling, you know, because they are hard to make. And you are absolutely right. The traction isn't there like if I were to make a LeBron James or a Peyton Manning or someone, some legend, Kobe Bryant or whatever. I think, you know, there's such a huge audience for those people. But I realize that we're massive MMA fans and other massive MMA fans, it's a fewer number than those. So, yeah, there's economics involved for sure, but mostly it's the time. There's only 24 hours in the day, and the bobbleheads are the most important thing. I hope people like these ornaments. I really want to keep making them because I think they're wonderful. But, you know, we'll see.
All right, you mentioned numbers, and obviously the sport that we love is a competitive sport. And anybody that's ever listened to the show, and we're picking up new listeners all the time, I don't pre-talk to people. I don't tell people what I'm about to ask. So I don't even know if you'll answer this question. But the bobbleheads, and let's not even say the ornaments just because it's so new. In a competitive sport, can we talk numbers? What bobblehead, what person has sold the most bobbleheads?
Every bobblehead that I've made, I can give you the short. I'll give you the medium answer. So when I first launched Dan Henderson, right, I had high expectations, naively so. I thought that I'm making such a cool thing and such an interesting thing that I was going to make this Dan Henderson H-bomb. It looks nothing like any bobblehead that's ever been made. I was going to lift it high in the sky, and MMA fans would come over flocking to me and buying it. That couldn't be further from the truth, Randy. I mean, I spent so much time thinking about how to make these bobbleheads the best bobbleheads that have ever been made that I spent zero time on marketing. Zero.
Right.
I knew nothing about e-commerce, nothing about social media. I knew nothing about how to sell something. And that I paid the price for that. And, you know, I really learned a real hard lesson. So long story short, the Dans came out not as expected. The Chucks came out better as far as sales go. The Bruces came out better than the Chucks, and the Bryans came out better than the Bruces. So I'm on a great trajectory. You know, it needs to pick up for sure. It's such a passion project for me. I'm not trying to say that I'm going to stop, but you know, since we are talking numbers, I hope that
sure.
more people pick up on this so I can continue doing this.
But isn't this also taking it one step further? And I know John Jones is coming back, and he made the comment about Conor McGregor being the face, the biggest name in the sport. Let's be honest. There are very few superstars in the world of mixed martial arts.
You're absolutely right, Randy, and I'm not looking to make all the big super. If I had it
right.
up to me, if we're going to talk money and talk economics, if it was up to Dave Manley, the next bobblehead I'd make is Darren Elkins after he beat Marsad Bektik with his arm up in the air, all bloody with that primal look on his face. That, to me, would make a phenomenal bobblehead. I would
sure.
love to make that. But, I mean, I don't. If numbers aren't phenomenal for releasing, like, say, like a Brian Ortega or a Chuck Liddell, Darren Elkins might be tough. I mean, I'm targeting like very specific fans, you know, with Darren Elkins bobblehead.
Right.
Although,
right.
if this company were to get up and running, shoot, Randy, I would just make that for free. Who cares about the sales? I want to honor that moment in MMA history.
Right. Well, and that sounds awesome. Bad business statement, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. That's why I can't do it. That's why I can't
right.
do it. I'm holding this bobblehead company as a business. I'm holding it together with scotch tape, Randy. I mean, these
sure.
things are expensive to make. These Christmas ornaments are expensive to make. So, you know, some people will shoot me comments like, $49.99. You're out of your mind. I'm like, these things are hand-painted, dude. This took me 6 months to make. It's like,
right.
I don't know what your time is worth, but, you know, I don't think it's that unreasonable.
All right, final couple seconds here before we have to take off. How close are you to the announcement? I know number 5 is coming soon. How close? When can we anticipate that announcement?
Yeah, stay tuned. I'm real close. I'm choosing the day right now. It's either going to be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week. And this next one that I'm releasing is absolutely epic. It's on par. It's very competitive with the detail with the Bruce Buffer. If not even more. It's fantastic, and the timing of this, I'm going to give you a hint, the timing of this bobblehead is perfect.
I got a really good idea that's also perfect. How about you make the announcement this time next Wednesday on the show?
I wish I could, but, you know, I promised the guys at MMA Junkie Radio that when I go to Vegas, and I just make the announcement there with the fighter.
All right, since the fighter's going to be there. I'll let you off.
I try. Man, that's another challenge in this, man. You know, wrangling up the fighters is pretty tough. You know, these guys have such crazy schedules with everything that they do in life. I mean, people don't understand what the behind-the-scenes looks like for these guys and their training and their family and their business life. And I mean, these guys are busy.
Well, then we'll wait for that announcement social media. Dave, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for everything you've done. And like I said, that Chuck Liddell ornament hangs from the rear view. It's incredible. The talent, the amount of time that it takes, it's precise. It's awesome. Good work.
Thank you, Randy. You're the first person to tell me that they're hanging it from their rear-view mirror, by the way. So that's awesome. It puts a smile on my face.
Well, that just means come January, you have to now spend more money, make new boxes, and they're now called rear-view mirror hangers.
Yeah, good idea.
There you go. Dave, thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's been a wonderful run, and I really appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. That is Dave Manley, and Matt, I'm telling you, I meant to bring it, but I'm not going to walk out to my car.
So the Chuck Liddell, that replaced the Mensch on the Bench? Didn't you have a Mensch on the Bench?
Well, no, the Mensch on the Bench is in the studio.
Oh, okay.
The home studio. He was supposed to be on today, too, Neil Hoffman.
Yeah, Neil.
Well, he's traveling.
Okay.
So he'll be on next week, and they have new product as well. So we got the new product to Ali Marpet.
They did a dog last year, right?
There is a dog.
There's a dog they launched last year. Somebody have something new?
They have the Mitzvah Moose.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. And the antlers are menorahs.
Oh, wow.
And they light up. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
So Neil was scheduled to be on today, but he's traveling, so we're going to do it next week.
Well, I love Dave's passion. I love the fact that he puts his heart and soul into this. I hope he gets that point where he can capture those iconic moments.
And it is a fine line because he didn't get into this. And, I'm naive. I believe it. I believe people. I believe what they're saying. He's not doing this to make money.
Right.
He's doing it because of the love of the sport.
Correct.
But he certainly can't afford to lose money.
Sure.
So he's trying to be selective, and I get that. And some people were like, well, why did you make this guy? Why did you make that guy? To me, there's been a couple that have been iconic. There's a couple that are like, really? There's a couple that are coming out that I'm like, really? Because I'm stepping back, not just as a fan of the sport and fan of the fighters and media and all that. You know, my thoughts are you need to sell these
to
make the money back.
And you got
to
have the biggest names, the Brock Lesnar's, the Ronda Rousey's, the Conor McGregor's. You know, that's the one that the general public know. But, you know, they may be the ones that because of contractual obligations may not be able to or may not.
Or just may not be interested.
Right. So, but I like his approach of capturing iconic moments or a certain signature, you know, pose or knockout or fist up in the air, what have you. That captures that moment of MMA history, or especially UFC.
If you could have any, and this was going to be something we were going to talk about later, any actor, any musician, we'll stay away from fighters.
Okay.
You could have, we'll say the ornament,
okay.
Or a bobblehead, doesn't matter. Who do you think you would want?
I'm going to go with MJ.
Really? See, I don't know. The first person I thought of, to be honest, was Brett Favre. Not that I would hang that from my rear view.
Okay.
But
is it because it's food related? Cheesehead?
No, not at all. I've always said Brett Favre is one of the few athletes, the few football players I would ever spend money to watch. I was jaded in the fact that I didn't spend a dime to watch Brett Favre play.
Last year, right? Or the East West game?
Well, no. I'm saying when Brett Favre played. I covered Brett Favre when he played for Green Bay. And it was, I loved watching him play. It's kind of like, to be honest, watching Tom Brady play. There's just certain people, right. Whether it's musicians, whether, you know, I'm around a lot of athletes, musicians, celebrities, and very few times is it kind of like, wow. You know, you step back. Like, that guy just, he didn't walk by me, he flew by me.
Right.
You know, it's just the presence, just the, and I think Tom Brady's in that when I got to see him play, I think it was last year, I don't even remember. Brett Favre, Warren Sapp, just from the NFL side.
Sure.
You know, baseball-wise, watching Pete Rose play back in the day.
Does it change things for you when you see, you know, a guy like Brett Favre, a Packer, a legendary Hall of Famer, go to, like, the Jets to finish that career?
Yeah, in a way.
It taints it. Like, yeah. It's kind of like
Minnesota.
The Chuck thing, right?
Yeah. And, well, you know, go back to Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith didn't retire. Well, this crap that they do, we're going to sign a one-day contract to retire. To me,
right.
That's awful. You know, Emmitt Smith, you know, going to Arizona. I mean, it's all. I hate when they come back and do all that stuff. It's, to me, it's awful. You left. It's cool.
Right.
It's okay. But, yeah, I'm just curious. Those iconic, you know, Tiger Woods, Babe Ruth.
Speaking of Tiger Woods, did you watch the pay-per-view?
Awful.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's worse, okay? There's, you know, you go back to the legacy of the three that you said that were tainted.
Yeah.
There's three things that went wrong with that.
Okay.
One is Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
Two was Tiger Woods.
Yes.
And three was the whole setup that they had to reimburse everybody who bought it.
Well, yeah, so what happened with that? I heard there was
they had a glitch with their system.
And they refunded the people everybody. Their money.
Yeah. So I guess, wow. You know, midway through, whatever through, it they had a problem, so they just opened it up. And then people that bought it said, hey, wait a second, I paid for this.
No, I got kind of excited. I was at home.
That's awful.
It was Las Vegas time, so it started at 3 p.m. Eastern time here. I had the Stream Pro TV box set up. I was ready to, you know, I got into it thinking that they were going to be talking trash. It was going to be kind of like exciting. They could say the things they could never say on a golf course in a professional tournament.
Which you knew they wouldn't do because it's still being filmed. So they're still not going to be yin and yang.
I was hoping they were going to tear each other up. Like, oh, remember when you choked at this golf event?
I know that you or somebody's going to say this. Okay. I believe I would have birdied after three attempts from the 98, 106,
93 yard.
Whatever it was. I believe after three attempts I could birdie it. I do.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger missed the green twice.
Now, you're going to say... And our buddy Steve Monroe, better known as Tiger in the Tampa Bay area, is going to say, no, you can't. You wouldn't be able to do that with the nerves of $9 million on the line in front of all those people. And you know what? I honestly think I could.
In the dark. I mean, it was already dark out.
I play blind, so it doesn't matter whether it's dark or light. Okay. It doesn't matter. I believe three chips. Take me anywhere. Let's just do this next week.
I'm not going to win $9 million. If they had a windmill on the course.
Exactly.
I'm a shoe in.
And it just shows what $9 million meant to either one of them.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Because for $9 million, Phil's not going to say, hey, pick it up. I don't want to win this way. Right? Shut up.
Right?
Shut up.
And the commentary was terrible. I'll tell you, your kids, all good. You know.
Well, Charles Barkley being on it, you know, was pretty good.
The greatest line of the whole event, was...
I'll tell you what it was. Before you tell me yours, I'll tell you what the greatest line was. We're done.
No.
It's over.
No.
Thanks for tuning in.
It was Samuel Jackson who was talking about Charles Barkley. And I remember what it was. But
okay, that's why you always have a pad on so you can write notes.
I should have gone back and recorded it.
Yes, you should have. Awful.
It was terrible. All around, it was terrible.
Awful. Awful. You're welcome. You didn't pay for it.
Man. Yeah, I didn't pay for it. And
Sean paid for it.
And I could have been in Vegas. We could have been driving through from our way back or to the Chuck fight.
See, I didn't think of that. We could have had two downers at the same time.
Well, what a terrible weekend for pay-per-view events.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know.
I don't think I said it was good. I mean, the pay-per-view but numbers were good.
We don't know pay-per-view numbers for Tito Chuck. We don't know. We don't know.
Oh, no. So Chuck and Samuel Jackson were talking, and Chuck said he on set they call him Denzel, and then Samuel Jackson said the only thing in common with you and Denzel is that you're both still alive. It was a classic.
I did like when they both said how cool was that Samuel L. Jackson, you know, on the tee, you know, introduced us and kind of stuff. I mean, that was cool.
Yeah, but it was...
You know, somebody asked me, do I think that they'll do this again with two other golfers? I don't know if they can because I don't know if they have the two other golfers to do it.
Yeah, who are you going to watch?
Sergio. You need somebody that hates Sergio.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll run the Sergio Garcia liner when we come back.
Oh.
We might because we do have one.
That's awesome.
We do have a Sergio Garcia. Matter of fact, I am putting you to work.
Okay.
Now, now with the new where the Innisbrook golf tournament falls,
okay.
I used to have an intern, so we're going to see if you're better than the intern.
Oh, man.
Intern John, who, this scares me.
Oh, John or?
John. Intern John.
Oh, okay.
Not right. The John you know. Intern John. He's now in the military. He's a first-class petty officer, which does not say a lot about our Navy.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. It's not good. He went out there and got liners from all the golfers.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have a Sergio.
Pretty good. Liners.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to send you out there.
All right.
And we'll see what you come back. And if you come back with the top... three names on the list and the winner.
Okay.
Then I will interview you for the new Coco job. Perfect. On this new network.
I love it. I'll take the challenge.
No, that's not till March.
But I've already been subcontracted out by Kevin Carter on Monday night to get a liner.
That's Kevin Carter. I mean, I can get Kevin Carter. I could call him and get him on right now. No, we're going to put you to the test. I'm not having you to get Tiger because Tiger won't be there because of the move and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a little more difficult. But that's your intern job.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
And we'll see if you're any better than intern John. All right. And if not, you have to join the military.
Well, so far I'm 0-1 in intern comparisons because Matt Hughes apparently didn't approve of me.
No, he didn't approve of you as a co-host.
That's true.
That's even more. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Outstanding stuff, some cool stuff. Tito Ortiz right around the corner. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza 2, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.